Welcome back to another deep dive. Today, I want to start with a headache. It's a very specific kind of headache that I think anyone in business right now is going to recognize.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Is it the endless Zoom meetings headache?
Close. It's the noise headache. So I was talking to a friend in HR, and she looked exhausted. She put out one job posting, one for a mid-level manager.
And she got flooded.
Within 24 hours, she had 400 applications.
Wow. Let me guess. And probably 350 of them were written by ChatGPT.
Exactly. It's this wall of AI noise.
Mm-hmm.
Resumes, cover letters, it all looks perfect, but it all means nothing. She has no idea who can actually do the job.
Right. And then you've got the flip side of that coin. The companies themselves trying to stand out, but they're drowning in what they call content saturation.
Yeah. Everyone's got a blog. Everyone's an expert on LinkedIn. It's just deafening. So the big question we're tackling today is, in a world flooded with AI noise, how do you signal quality?
And paradoxically, can you use AI to cut through the AI noise?
That's the irony, isn't it? We're looking at a fascinating collision today.
We are. We've got two very different players.
First, there's eSkill. They're like the veterans in pre-employment assessment. The real deal for testing actual tangible skills.
And we're mashing them up with Auto Content API, which is this new school industrial engine for content.
Okay, so let's set the stage with eSkill. If you haven't heard of them, they're the people companies call when they need to know if a candidate is more than just a smooth talker. We're talking hard skill.
Yeah, not are you a team player, but can you operate a CNC machine? Or, you know, do you actually understand medical billing codes?
Exactly. And their stats are pretty heavy. They claim a 75% reduction in screening hours.
And a 91% retention rate for new hires. They basically stop you from making expensive mistakes. And they have this massive library. What is it? Over 60,000 questions.
And 600 subjects. It's a gold mine of data. But here's the problem. They have all this knowledge, all these great blog posts on things like the rise of gray collar work. But who is reading a 2,000-word blog post in 2026?
Almost nobody. And that's the mental availability problem. Text is, you know, it's the lowest currency in the attention economy. You need to be in people's ears on their screens.
But for a company like eSkill, that's not their main business. I mean, making this deep dive, it's a lot of work.
It is.
You've got research, writing, recording, editing to turn one of their blog posts into a podcast, a video, a social clip. That's a huge undertaking.
That's the production bottleneck the sources talk about. Manually, you need four different teams. Editorial, audio, video, social. It's just not cost effective.
Okay, so enter Auto Content API. And I'll be honest, when I first read about this, I kind of rolled my eyes. I thought, great, another AI writing tool.
I know that feeling.
But the sources describe it differently. They call it an industrial engine. What does that even mean? How is this different from me just pasting a blog into a chatbot?
The difference is infrastructure. A chatbot is a tool you have to, like, babysit. You prompt it, you tweak it.
Mm.
The API is designed to be a factory line that runs in the background.
Okay, so it decouples the idea from the production.
Exactly. The mission here is to see how eSkill can just plug their library of text into this engine and basically become a 247 multimedia factory.
All right, let's make this real. Multimedia factory sounds a bit like a buzzword. Walk me through it. eSkill has a blog post about, say, mechanical aptitude. What happens next?
Okay, so in the old world, a marketing manager schedules a meeting about a video.
Mm.
In this new world, they just take the URL of that blog post and feed it to the API. That's step one.
And that's it. They don't write a script or hire voice actors.
No, they're treating it like a data transformation task. The API reads the text, it understands the key points, and then it gets to work. Within minutes, it generates a two-person conversational podcast.
A bit like what we're doing right now.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's cutting a vertical video for social media and a longer explainer video for YouTube.
So they're not just creating content, they're transforming it. One piece of text becomes three or four pieces of media all at once.
Precisely. And the economics of it.
Yeah.
It just completely changes the game. It takes the cost from being linear to logarithmic.
Meaning?
Meaning if you want 10 times the content, you usually have to hire 10 times the people. Here, the cost to make 1,000 pieces is not much more than making one. You're just using server power.
Okay, but I have to be the skeptic for a second. Just because you can create 1,000 pieces of content, should you? Aren't we just adding to that noise problem we started with?
That is the critical question. And the answer lies in something called programmatic SEO, or PSEO.
Break that down for us. PSEO sounds like something that could get you penalized by Google.
It can, absolutely, if you do it badly.
Yeah.
But here's the logic. eSkill serves hundreds of different industries, right? Hospitality, retail, engineering.
Sure.
To rank on Google, they need a landing page for every single one. Skills tests for forklift operators, assessment for legal secretaries.
Right, because an HR manager at a hospital isn't searching for generic skills tests. They want a nursing triage assessment.
Exactly. But if you create 500 pages that are all basically the same template with one word changed, Google sees that as thin content. Looks like spam.
And they bury you in the search results. So how does the API fix that?
It adds unique high-value media to every single page. Think of it this way. If you build 1,000 identical houses, it looks cheap. But if you custom furnish every single one.
I like that analogy. So for the call center page, what does the API create?
Maybe a 60-second vertical video on the top 5 soft skills for call center agents. For the hospitality page, maybe it's a short audio discussion on hiring trends in the hotel industry.
And Google likes this because?
Dwell time. That's the magic metric.
Yeah.
If someone lands on a page with just text, they might leave in 10 seconds. But if they see a video or an audio player and click play, now they're staying for 2 minutes.
And that tells Google this page is actually valuable.
It signals quality. It lets eSkill dominate thousands of these very specific search terms without looking like a spam farm. It turns their thin content into rich media.
Speaking of rich, let's talk about the complexity here. eSkill isn't selling, you know, simple widgets. I was looking at their test library. PLC programmer. Abstract logical reasoning.
Right. And that's a sales problem. The HR generalist at a manufacturing plant might not know what a PLC programmer even does, but they have to hire one.
I certainly don't know what one does.
So normally, a salesperson has to get on a call and explain it. That's a point of friction in the sales process.
And you can't possibly make a high-quality explainer video for all 600 of those subjects. It would cost a fortune.
In the old world,
yeah.
A professionally made explainer video, what's that cost? At least a few hundred dollars.
Minimum. 300, maybe 500 if you want it to look good.
Okay, so do the math. $300 times 600 subjects, you're at $180,000 just to explain your product catalog. No one's going to do that.
But the API changes the math.
Drastically. The source material puts the cost at around 400 credits per video, which works out to be about 4 euros.
Wait, 4 euros as in less than a cup of coffee?
Exactly. For the price of a latte, you get a custom 60-second video that explains exactly what the blueprint reading test covers and why it's important.
So it becomes economically a no-brainer to have a video for everything.
For everything.
Yeah.
And the ROI is huge. The case studies show it reduces support tickets because people's questions get answered by the video. And it increases qualified leads.
That's powerful. But I want to shift focus. We've talked a lot about the company, but what about the person actually taking the test?
The candidate experience.
Yeah. I mean, taking a pre-employment test is stressful. You're nervous. You need the job. eSkill offers resources, but it's mostly just text on a page.
Right. And if you're an auditory learner or you're just anxious, a dense PDF isn't all that helpful.
So how does this industrial engine help the human in this equation?
This is where a feature called audio overviews comes in. Imagine you're a candidate. You're driving to the testing center. Maybe you're on the bus.
And you're getting nervous.
Totally. eSkill could use the API to generate an audio study guide, a calm voice just walking you through it. Hey, on this assessment, you're going to see questions about X and Y. Here's a quick tip.
That would be huge. Just hearing that on the way there could really lower your heart rate.
It makes the platform feel more like a resource and less like a gatekeeper. And this applies to internal training, too. eSkill's clients, like FedEx, use these tests to train their own staff.
Oh, right. The dreaded compliance training.
The driest material on earth.
Yeah.
But the API can turn those boring manuals into, like, bingeable podcasts.
Mm.
And there's another feature here, voice cloning.
Okay, stop. Voice cloning always sounds a little creepy to me. Is this not just deep fake territory?
It can be, for sure. But think about the use case. Let's say you're the CEO of a company. You want to personally welcome new hires before their training.
Right.
But you're busy. You can't record a new intro every time the training gets updated. With voice cloning, you record your voice once, get that perfect warm tone. Then the API uses your voice to narrate the updates.
So the employees hear from the CEO, but the CEO didn't have to spend all day in a studio.
Exactly. The source material calls it authenticity at scale. It maintains that personal touch without the logistical nightmare.
Okay, I want to zoom out for a second. We've talked about audio, video, but not geography. eSkill is big in the U.S., But they have global ambitions.
And scaling content globally is, well, it's usually the hardest part. You can't just run your English ads through Google Translate to enter the German market.
You'd need a whole German content team. Expensive.
Extremely. Huh. But this API supports over 50 languages. So that CNC skills video we made for €4. Now, eSkill can just say, okay, generate that in Spanish, German, and Japanese.
And it handles the dubbing, the subtitles, everything.
All of it. It basically multiplies their total addressable market overnight without hiring any local staff.
That's incredible leverage. But there's one last thing I want to hit on because it sounds the most futuristic. The sources call it newsjacking.
Yes. Real-time marketing.
Paint the picture for me. How does a company like eSkill newsjack?
Okay, scenario. It's Tuesday morning. A big story breaks. National labor shortage in logistics is crippling the supply chain.
Which feels like it happens every 6 months.
Pretty much. Now, in the old world, the marketing team sees that on Wednesday. They have a meeting on Thursday. They get a blog post live, maybe the next Monday.
By which point the world has moved on.
You've missed the wave.
Yeah.
With the API, it's connected to data feeds like X and Reddit. It sees the trend logistics shortage erupting.
Okay.
It triggers a task. It deep researches the latest stats, and then it automatically drafts a market alert video script. It connects the problem to their solution, explaining how their logistics assessments can help companies hire faster and safer.
So it's building the response within minutes of the news breaking.
Yes. It can be set to auto-publish or just send a draft to a human for a quick thumbs up. We're talking about going from a news event to a targeted marketing response in under an hour.
That's the difference between being part of the conversation and just reacting to it days later.
It turns eSkill from being a static library of tests into a responsive, living media machine.
So let's wrap this up. We started with this headache of noise. We looked at eSkill's massive library of expertise. And we've seen how this API can act as a bridge between the two.
I think the biggest thing for me is that economic shift. Content creation stops being a linear cost. You know, hire more people, make more stuff, and it becomes logarithmic. You're just using server power to amplify what you already know.
It really feels like if a company like eSkill goes all in on this, they stop being just a testing platform. They become a dominant media company in the HR industry.
That's the end game, really.
Yeah.
If you have the knowledge, the only thing holding you back is how fast you can broadcast it.
And that leads to the final question I want to leave everyone with. In an age where AI can read, write, and speak for you, where the cost of creating media is basically zero, is your value defined by what you know or by how widely you can broadcast it?
That's the question that's going to define the next decade of business, I think.
Something to think about. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.